Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Neil.
And me, Catherine. And today we're talking about the past perfect continuous tense,
which we use to give background information to an event in the past. We'll give you lots of examples.
We'll explain when to use the past perfect simple instead of the past perfect continuous.
And of course, we'll finish with a quiz.
Let's start with an example. Here's Finn.
Joe and Alice got together in 2012. Joe had been living in London for 2 years when they met.
So, we use the past perfect continuous to talk about something that was happening before another event or situation in the past. We can use it when we want to say how long this earlier action was happening for.
Now, in this case, Joe had been living tells us what Joe was doing up to the time he met Alice.
That's right, and the later action, when they met, was in the past simple. Let's hear that example again.
Joe and Alice got together in 2012. Joe had been living in London for 2 years when they met.
Here's another example. Which action happened first?
We had been trying to open the door for 5 minutes when I finally found the key.
So, we had been trying, in the past perfect continuous, was the earlier action.
Exactly. Now, sometimes the action or situation that happens first in time comes second in the sentence. Listen to this.
Jack ran the marathon in less than 3 hours. He had been training for it since 2010.
So the past perfect continuous phrase, he had been training, came in the second part of the sentence, but it happened earlier in time.
Yes, and the event that happened later in time, Jack ran the marathon, was in the past simple and it came first in the sentence.
Right, so here's another sentence. Can you work out which action or event happened first?
He missed the train, which he'd been hoping to catch.
And the earlier action there was he'd been hoping.
That's right. So in that example, the past perfect continuous was in a relative clause, which he had been hoping.
That's quite common with the past perfect continuous. And another common structure to use with past perfect continuous is a time conjunction like this.
After I had been swimming for an hour, I was so cold I had to stop.
So we had after plus I had been swimming.
Yes, and that is the past perfect continuous in relative clauses and after time conjunctions.
Now, we form the past perfect continuous with subject plus had been and the present participle of the main verb. So here are those examples again. Finn.
Joe had been living. We'd been trying. I had been swimming.
And for negative sentences, it's subject plus hadn't been and the present participle.
I hadn't been waiting very long when the bus arrived.
And don't forget those short forms. I had becomes I'd. We had is we'd. Had not is hadn't, and so on.
6 Minute Grammar from the BBC.
And we're talking about the past perfect continuous.
We often use it to give background information about a situation or event that was happening up to another event in the past.
Which is usually in the past simple.
Sometimes we can use either the past perfect simple or the past perfect continuous, particularly for activities that continue for a long time, like work, run, or sleep.
So we can say,
Patrick felt refreshed because he had slept all afternoon.
Or we can say,
Patrick felt refreshed because he had been sleeping all day.
But if the earlier action had been completed, then we use the past perfect simple.
I'd already cooked supper when Jan got home.
If the earlier action is incomplete, use the past perfect continuous to focus on the process or the length of time that the action continued rather than the end result.
And now it's time for our quiz. Which is correct? Number one, A. I'd only been waiting a few minutes when the bus arrived. B. I only waited a few minutes when the bus had arrived.
It's A. We need the past perfect continuous for the earlier action or situation.
Correct. Number two, A. After they'd been walking for 3 hours, they realised they were lost. B. After they walked for 3 hours, they'd realised they were lost.
And it's A again. The earlier action was the walking, so that's in the past perfect continuous.
Good. Finally, number three, A. Sam finally bought the car that he'd saved up for. B. Sam finally bought the car that he'd been saving up for.
And this time, both are correct.
That's right. Well done if you got them all right. There's lots more about this on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6-Minute Grammar. Bye.
Bye.